Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma, and my guest today is Lavinda Life, who is an entrepreneur, an entertainer, and a volunteer with some important nonprofit organizations. Hi, Lavinda.
Hello.
Hi. But could you expound on some of your activities?
Of course, of course. So my name is Lavinda Life. I am the princess of the Puget Sound, the Tacoma Temptress, and voted Spanaway's most talented drag queen on 152nd and Pacific Avenue.
Oh, nice.
I do a lot of volunteer work. I work with a lot of nonprofits. I work with PCAF, which at one point was known as the Pierce County AIDS Foundation, but now we don't just serve people in Pierce County, so we just like keep the name PCAF just because it's something that people have become comfortable with and recognizable, which is why I don't understand why Facebook is trying to go by Meta now. It's really ridiculous. I also work and volunteer with Oasis Youth Center, which is a queer youth center in Tacoma that helps at-risk youth and just helps youth get ready for life and give them a safe space to, you know, talk about their feelings, about how to help them transition from, you know, teenage life to, you know, adult life and whatnot. They provide a lot of different programs, one for queer people of color, trans people, and they have a bunch of different youth advocates, you know, for homeless youth, for just people who need a little bit of extra help.
Well, that is so important.
Very and much
it
so.
It seems like you would be a perfect role model.
I do what I can. I do what I can. I try to make sure that I come with my face washed at least. but yeah, I do a lot, you know. I also volunteer with the Rainbow Center, which is an organization that helps, it's basically like a resource center that helps with queer adults in the generalized area. If you need like legal help, if you need medical help, if you need any sort of help, you know, the Rainbow Center is there for you. All of these places are located in Tacoma. What is it? The Rainbow Center and Oasis are in downtown Tacoma, and PCAF is over off 38th and something. But over kind of near the Tacoma Mall.
Yes.
So, yeah. But yeah, I do a lot of stuff. I host events. So if by any chance you ever need anybody to host an event for you, please do email me at Lavinda, LYFE, at gmail.com.
Oh,
again,
perfect.
That's Lavinda, LYFE, at gmail.com. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, but, well, I've seen you in action, and I must say, I was very impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I do what I can to make sure that I am entertaining to everyone. Kids in diapers, adults in diapers, and everyone in between.
Yeah. Well, I should say here that I met you at the library.
Yes. Last year I started doing a drag bingo with the Tacoma Public Libraries. It was so much fun. So much fun. Like, even for, like, the little crowds that we started off with, it was a hoot nanny and a shindig. There were kids there who just had fun. There were adults there who had fun. We had some, a group of adults that came in from Portland, I believe they were from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd come in town to visit their friend. And they were, like, looking for stuff to do while they were, you know, up here. And they found out about the drag bingo. And they're like, oh, let's go to that. It's during the day, so, you know, like, oh, we'll get that. And then their friend got sick. And they were like, we're still going. So it was a good time. It was a really good time. The last one that we did was in November, like, towards the end of November. And we had, I want to say almost 30 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really, really great.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good time. The prizes are library bookmarks and stuff. But, I mean, it's really just a good time to get out. You know, if you're not much for, say, drinking or you want to find something that you can take your kids to. You know, it's a lot of fun. A lot of people seem to be having issues with drag-related events that involve young people. And under the impression that we're, like, grooming children to do all of these amazing things. I mean, all of these horrible things. And
oh, I think amazing fits.
That's a lot of it is, you know, just, you know, trying to show, you know, that you can be whoever you want to be and enjoy your life and, you know, live your life. And even though it can be hard at times, it's still possible. I saw this amazing tweet that said, they're always talking about drag queens are groomers at the drag shows that children are at. And on To Catch a Predator, you saw people in government, you saw priests, you saw teachers, but never was there a drag queen on there. So, you know, and I was like, huh, well, yeah, that's very, very true. That is very true.
Yeah, I'd much rather hang out with a drag queen than a priest.
Exactly, exactly. Though I have met a couple of priests who are actually pretty decent. There is a pastor out in Tacoma in the Stadium District. If I recall correctly, her name is Pastor Cindy, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I cannot recall completely right now. Mm-hmm. She actually had me come. They had a Pride event, I want to say last year, 2021. Yeah, 2021, they had a Pride event. And I met her at a rooftop dance party that I was hosting. And she was like, we have this amazing, Pride event, and the one thing that we forgot, and I don't know how we forgot, was we don't have a drag queen. And she was like, is there any possibility that you could come? You know, we'd love to have you there. And I was like, yeah, when is it? And I went and I had a great time. Yeah. I had a great time. So yeah, I ended up in Tacoma Weekly, and I didn't even notice. I didn't know until, like, this year. So... yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good time.
Well, see, that's, in my mind, I equate drag queens with just a lot of fun.
Same here.
And I must say, because the time when I attended at the library bingo, I was so caught up that I had a bingo and I didn't even realize
it. Oh, really?
It wasn't until I turned my card in at the end, I went, oh, look.
See, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You know, I'm just really trying to make sure that everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of my major goals in life is to help people. Mm-hmm. And I, like, when I was young, my grandma asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I said, I want to be happy. And she said, that is a big, big, big thing to fill. She's like, but... go for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've been doing that, you know, the majority of my life and trying to find out how I can do that, but also, you know, still support myself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, and that's the, they say if you find a job that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Now, I don't feel like I'm working when I'm at my drag shows, but getting ready for them, that is work.
That is work.
2 hours of makeup to make me look like somebody who's just barely doesn't look like me. Oh, but yeah. it's a great time. I love it. Yeah. I really do. And this year, this past year has been the year that I've done the most, like, events in my drag career. And I just keep seeing it. It's going to be getting bigger and better.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you saw my van.
Yes, I did.
It's all covered with hieroglyphs.
Yes.
And on the driver's door is my motto.
Mm.
In hieroglyphs.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice that. The rah, rah, rah?
No. It's painted on the driver's door.
Mm.
The whole van's called the rah, rah, rah.
Oh, okay.
But it says, if it's not fun, you're not doing it right.
Ooh.
So that goes right along with your search for happiness.
See, look, this is like, we were supposed to meet. This is crazy. I said that at the bingo.
The bingo thing.
Yeah, when we started talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Oh man, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
I mentioned radio and I just saw you light up.
Yeah. Cause I had just been thinking about it. Like, I wanted to find a way that I could expand my reach. And a lot of what people are doing now is, you know, personalized branding and everything. And my brand is responsible fun. So, Yeah. You know, you can have a lot of fun and still do the things that you need to do to support yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a very like freewheeling kind of person. I believe in, you know, making sure that everyone is treated equally. Everyone has the same access. So equality and equity, and making sure that everybody has their own personal backstory as to why they act the way that they do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making sure that you give everybody the grace to, and the patience to understand that and see if that's still somebody that you want to interact mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes some people you just don't mesh. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a lot of people in the world that I don't, that I genuinely don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, I like just about everybody. Yeah. Because everybody has something different that they can teach you about how to interact with different kinds of people. You know, and there are, I have friends that are like really private people, and I've known my friends for like years upon years. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's been in a relationship for, I want to say probably like 3 years, and I haven't met his boyfriend, but he's happy in his relationship. He's happy in his relationship. And you know, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't like, as long as I, you know, not hearing that, you know, they're like tussling or anything, I'm completely fine with the fact that I haven't met him. I mean, I'm going to make him feel, I'm going to, you know, joke about it a lot. You know, like, if I ever meet your imaginary boyfriend. Yeah. But, you know, everybody's different. Everybody can teach you something about yourself. You can do just about anything and still, you know, make sure that you're taking care of yourself and you are doing what you need to do to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that I want to ask, I'm very curious about your pronouns.
Oh, my pronouns. So, when I have a wig and makeup on, I primarily go by she pronouns. Mm-hmm. Outside of drag, I go by all pronouns. Oh. Any pronoun that's thrown at me in respect. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you're not being an asshole, I'm good. And I say that because I've been misgendered the majority of my life.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very odd. Like, as a child, I did not think that I looked androgynous. Uh-huh. I thought I looked like a little boy with a high top fade. And sometimes I would get asked if I was a girl or a boy, and I'm like, that's weird. But whatever. Yeah. I know I knew that how I identified, and I myself identify as a cis male. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's who I am. Mm-hmm. If somebody is like, hey, girl, or she, or da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. I don't have a problem if you're not being, again, an asshole.
Sure.
You know, if you're not trying to, like, come for me or, like, make me feel bad about who I am or how I look, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of the time, I really don't mind. You know, the biggest problem that I've ever had was, like, there are some kids or some people in general who will be like, is he a girl? Listen here, you little bit. Okay. You know what's going on here. All right. Yeah. So, you know, it's stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. I don't, if somebody like is an accidental or genuinely accidentally saying something along the mm-hmm. lines of that, I have no problem.
Yeah.
You know, one of my clients was, because outside of drag, I'm a hairstylist.
Oh.
And I've been doing hair for more than 10 years,
uh-huh.
but less than 20. So,
okay, do the math.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere. What is this, 2023? So, 14? Okay, yeah. One of my clients was saying that they've been, in their, like, work emails, a lot of people have been putting, like, their pronouns at the bottom of it mm-hmm. and whatnot. And she was asking me about that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, is this a new thing? And da-da-da. I was like, kinda. But, you know, I said, it's just, you know, so that people know who you identify as. Because, mm-hmm. you know, one, there's a lot of gender fluid names.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, Rocky. my grandma, on my dad's side, her name was Francine, but, she was Grandma Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
So we had Grandma Frankie, and we have Uncle Frank. We have three Uncle Franks. So, and, you know, this, so, you know, some people were putting, you know, their pronouns at the bottom. And then she said one of her coworkers put heterosexual man at the bottom of it. And she's like, so, like, is that the new thing or something? I said, no, he was just being an ass. He was, you know, it was his little mini protest. because some people, for whatever problem, whatever reason, have an issue with, you know, using people's preferred pronouns, which doesn't make sense to me. It's in my head, it is just a form of respect, you know, like, your name is Louisa.
Yes.
Okay. So say your family calls you Lou. Okay. Or Wisa. Okay. Some random dude hears other people calling you Wisa, and they like, hey, Wisa. And you're like, ah, I don't know you, sir.
Yes.
You called me Louisa.
Yes. Yes.
Or Miss Louisa. Okay. You know, it's a form of just respect, like showing people general respect. Just because I can't tell you who you are. You know, you tell me who you are. And unless you are giving me conflicting information, like, you are still who you are, who you have told me you are. I should have no reason to believe you're not who you told me you are. You know, just because you think that I look like what you believe the what you believe a certain gender looks like, doesn't mean that that's who I am.
Right.
You know, like, like I said with myself, you know, being misgendered the majority of my life, you know, just because you think that I am a woman doesn't mean that that's what I am. So, you know, my name is Wayne. Yes. I don't know very many ladies named Wayne, but there could be ladies named Wayne. I have a cousin named Sheila Jr. So... So, you know, it's, you know, it's just a form of respect.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. But there's no mistaking Lavinda Life.
There is no mistaking Lavinda Life. She is a full-figured woman with a full-figured wig. So. But yeah. She's an amazing, amazing character that my mom actually named. So,
really?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, because something that I've said for like years upon years, like when people will ask me how I'm doing, I'll say, oh, you know, just living life, living the dream. And one of the first times that I really did drag was for my 30th birthday. My mom threw me a masquerade ball.
Ooh.
Yes. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. So we, she rented out the mansion on Broadway. Yeah, exactly. Like, see, like people in our age bracket know about the mansion on Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay. Now all of these younger people, they just like, oh, that like community working building. No,
no.
It is a mansion. It is on Broadway. So, so, yeah, and, you know, she rented that out, and, you know, we just had masquerade ball for, like, my friends and family, and it was just really, really, it was amazing. She hired a drag artist to do my makeup that day.
Oh, wow.
The prettiest I have ever looked in my life. I still haven't gotten there with my own makeup skills, but I would say Lavinda's makeup is more her. As opposed to what that Thaddeus did to my my face.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was amazing. We were like thinking of names, and she was like, "What about Lavinda Life?" And I was like,
ooh.
"I like that.
Ooh, yeah,
I like that." So yeah, it was.
So Lavinda, it's not a name I've heard before.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an actual name.
I mean, because I kept thinking it was Lavita. Like,
that's what I've heard. I've heard, like, when a lot of people have read it, they've been like, Lavina. I was like, there's a D there.
Yeah.
So,
well, La Vida is like the Dolce Vita.
Yeah, yeah.
So the sweet life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute too. That's cute too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I love my name. It's so
and the
cute.
Life is L-Y.
Yeah.
F-E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to give it a little zazz.
Yep.
Makes it. Because a lot of drag names are, you know, plays on words and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, what's it? I'd seen a drag king. His name was Direction. And his full name was Misdirection. So, yeah.
Yes.
So it's very, very cool. So yeah. That's why I use the YFE. So yeah, it still spells out life. Yeah. So, yeah. But I want to make sure that everyone knows that it is YFE. That's why I spell it out a lot of the time.
Yes. Well, I've had a couple of alter egos. One of my favorites is Miss Beehaven.
Oh yes, that's a classic. That is a classic. I love that one. So, Lavinda is 7 years old, soon to be 8.
Ah, yes.
So, she's a toddler. You can tell
A dainty young thing.
You can tell by the way I walk in my stilettos, how wobbly I am, that I'm just getting the hang of it. So, which is why I prefer a chunky heel.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot easier. They're a lot easier to walk in, and they look just as good. Oh, it's good times.
So, do you have any gigs coming up?
I do not have any gigs coming up. Not anything recent that I've heard of. The closest I want to say is, I think in March, I'm going to be speaking with the Tacoma Public Libraries again to renew my contract and see what we're going to be doing for this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be really nice. You know, get that government money. So...
Well, we'll have to get together and hire you for a party.
I would love to.
I'm thinking Mardi Gras, you know.
Hey, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Anytime somebody wants me to come and, like, bring some joy to a party, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Like, really. The rooftop dance party that I hosted, we had such a good time.
Yeah.
Such a good time. And it was only for, like, a couple of hours, but we still had a good time. It was at Alma Mater.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they have, like, a rooftop event area. I've actually hosted at two different spots in Alma Mater. I hosted for Grit City Alphabet, which is a, like, a DJ collective.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them on Facebook. And they, like, stream on, I believe, Twitch. They were doing a lot of, like, in-house DJing stuff for, like, during COVID and stuff because, you know, people weren't leaving their houses, so they were still able to, you know, get some good dance music, have at-home dance parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also hosted another bingo night at Alma Mater for AHAT, which stands for Adult Housing Association of Tacoma. Lots of good organizations that I've been working with and lots of fun, you know, just making sure that, you know, everybody's having a good time.
Yep.
Everybody's
yep.
having a good time for a good cause.
Yep.
You know?
We need that. You know,
yeah,
things
exactly.
have become so dark.
Very, very dark.
Yeah.
Very dark. That's why I wear bright red lipstick.
So. Oh, well, I have to keep that in mind for me.
Yep. Just put a little bit of brightness on your face and, you know, go on about your day. I mean, your van is a bright spot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, and your neighborhood looks amazing, but, like, that brings brings it up to a whole nother level. Like, it seriously does. You're like, somebody fun lives here. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add?
Like, I am really excited about this, you know, starting radio show, podcasting. I wanted to, the purpose of the show is, I don't know, I don't know what the purpose of the show is. I'm just, do I look like a person who has a plan? No, I don't, but I do. And that's my secret, is that I roll through life like I don't have a plan, but in actuality, everything is plotted out. Because most of comedy is timing.
Sure.
So, you know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, so I want to, for my show, I want to talk about, you know, things that people think matter, things that people don't think matter, you know, music, politics, movies, the weather, history, herstory, money, lack of money, your problems, my problems, our problems, you know, I can't guarantee that anyone's going to learn anything, but I can guarantee that it will be interesting.
Yes.
It will be very, very interesting.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a whole idea for, like, the way that it's going to go. You know, I'm going to have, like, different segments. I'm going to start off with, you know, introducing myself and have an Ask Lavinda segment. Where you ask me questions about any topic, any advice, any comments that you may have on the show, any random questions. And I'm going to take all comments that aren't excessively hateful. So, because every so often I do get, like, someone who has an issue with something that I do. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I have no problem speaking with somebody who doesn't believe in the things that I believe in. But I am very passionate about making sure that you understand that just because you believe something and just because I believe something doesn't necessarily mean that either one of us is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good observation.
Yeah, just because, like, if you tell me that the earth is flat, and I tell you that the earth is not flat, and I give you information on why the earth is not flat, and you give me information on why the earth is flat, okay. Enjoy your flat earth. I don't care. Okay?
Yes.
Your flat earth is not affecting my round earth.
Exactly.
As long as you're not making any policies. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And your policies aren't, as long as your flat earth policies aren't affecting my life, good. Good, good, good. If your flat earth policies are that you think that everyone should be more transparent about the information that they're putting out into the world. Great!
Mm-hmm.
Because most of flat earth information is because they believe that we're being lied to about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want the truth, great.
Yeah.
I want the truth as well.
Yes.
Okay? Now, if your truth still doesn't add up to flat earth... Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, like...
But just don't make me walk in circles.
Don't make me walk in circles. Don't make me walk in circles. Please.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. And if you cannot prove anything to me, stop.
Let's change the subject.
Let's change the subject because we are not gonna... We are just gonna keep talking in circles. But, yeah, so I want to have that. I want to interview people. I want to, do a segment about, things that bug me, you know, issues, I'm currently having with the world or just day-to-day life, you know, like, how exactly do the turn lights work? Like, because sometimes you'll be sitting at a red turn lane and you'll be thinking that, okay, it's my time to go. And then, like, everybody on the right side of you is going and at left side. And then you guys will turn after everybody. Or sometimes you'll turn before them. Like, who decides what's going on? Is there some sort of algorithm that I don't know about? Because I don't think anybody actually knows how this works. Interviewing people, you know, I'd like to interview people who have interesting jobs, interesting hobbies, interesting lifestyles. What is something? Geocaching
Ooh,
is very interesting and weird to me. But everybody's got something. People who like collect specific things. Like, what is it about these specific things that, what makes you collect those things? Like, that's something that I want to interview people about. I want to have like an Ask Wayne section where people ask Wayne for information about like hair issues. You know, if you're like, you know, I'm not going to have, Wayne's not going to have the answer to everything, but what Wayne is really good at is researching and making sure that, you know, he will get back to you.
Yeah.
You know, because that's something that he said ever since he started like working is, you know, he doesn't have the answers to everything, but he'll do his best to make sure that, you know, he can get them for you. Mm-hmm. And he's not the best at everything, but he will find somebody who can give you what you need or what you're looking for. You know, and then ended up with asking the audience for, like, ideas and topics on things they'd like to see on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, things that they'd like to hear discussed. You know, if they know anybody who would be good for me to speak with, who would be open for me to speak with. You know, if, like, if you, you know, do something interesting or you have, like, an interesting job or, like, a job that you believe, you know, actually is a lot more necessary than people might think that it is initially. Growing up, you would hear people saying things like, oh, you know, you better like finish school or you're just going to end up being a ditch digger. That's a necessary job. That is a very necessary job. Or, oh, you're going to just end up working at McDonald's. I know a lady who has worked at McDonald's since I was a child. The same specific McDonald's. That lady is the hardest working woman in food service. Okay? And what she does is necessary. Because there are so, you see the lines at McDonald's. The people who work at McDonald's are needed.
Yes.
Like, and it's not a job for people who aren't intelligent. It's not a job for children. Like, it's not a starting out job. Sometimes that's just what you want to do, you know, and that is fine. You know, if you can take care of yourself, working at McDonald's, working at a register, have at it. You know, if that, like, think about the amount of stress that you have working at a McDonald's as opposed to maybe being the CFO of some company. I would rather work at McDonald's.
Yeah, because then you go home and you're home.
Exactly. You're the CFO of the company. You have to make sure that everything that you tweet doesn't, like, ruin the company. You have to make sure that you have turned your phone off because people will call you. Oh, no, we didn't get these papers. We need those papers right now. It's midnight, but we need them now. So, you know, that's something that's very, very, very needed. You know, my grandma started when they moved from New York to here. She was working on the base. She started off working at a gas station. And this is like in the late 60s, early 70s. Started off there, ended up working her way up to being the manager of the food court at the PX.
Yeah.
So, and that was a position that they had to make for her specifically because it wasn't a position that existed until, like, she got it. So, and they would, like, send her, like, all over to go in, like, different stores that they were gonna bring in, send her to, like, learn how to, like, do the stuff and run the stuff and then bring all that skill back for, like, the hiring portion of everything. So, it's good times. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of stuff that I want for my show.
Well, I am really looking forward to this.
I am as well.
Yes.
I am as well. I'm going to be posting a couple of before we actually get started so that I can make sure that I have stuff lined up. I'm going to post like a couple of like blasts where I'm asking, like, or do you know anybody? Send me some, like, email me. Do you have any questions that or things that you would be interested in?
Sure.
You know, send me some questions, some topics, you know. I'm here to talk about just about anything. I live my life very, very openly.
Yeah.
Because I'm grown. Okay? Yeah. I am grown, and nobody but me is paying my bills. Okay?
So we can say your email again.
Yes, my email is lavendalife, L-Y-F-E, at gmail.com. L-A-V-I-N-D-A-L-Y-F-E at gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at hair_by_WAYNR on Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find me at the same hair_by_WAYNR or lavenda.lyfe. So that's where you can find me.
Okay, well, we'll search you out.
Yeah, or if by any chance you forget any of that, just Google hashtag Lavenda Life. L-Y-F-E.
Yes.
Yep. What?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank this you for fun. Having me. I had a great time.
Yeah.
So, I'm ready. Ready for this new year? Mm-hmm. People always say new year, new me. I'm not saying that. Maybe new year, new wig, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.